Hi, I'm Josh Dolan.
And I'm Logan Spieler, and we're the sports editors for Etch and Stone, the online publication for Fossil Ridge High School. And today we're going to be discussing on this podcast our predictions for the 2013-2014 NBA playoffs.
So first, I will be breaking down the Eastern Conference. For the number one seed, I have the Miami Heat, no shocker there. At the second seed, I have the Chicago Bulls. Third seed, the Indiana Pacers. Fourth seed, the Brooklyn Nets. Fifth seed, the New York Knicks. Sixth seed, Cleveland Cavaliers. Seventh seed, Detroit Pistons. And finally, the eighth seed, Washington Wizards. So, with these predictions in mind, I'll be discussing the playoff bracket now. So, I have the Miami Heat going up against the Washington Wizards. I have the Miami Heat winning this battle in four. Next up, I have the Chicago Bulls versus the Detroit Pistons. I have the Chicago Bulls winning that one in five. The next up, Brooklyn Nets versus New York Knicks, which I feel is a very intriguing matchup. It's going to be very interesting for the fan bases since both teams are in New York. But I have the Nets winning this one in six. And then lastly, I have the Indiana Pacers versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think the Cavaliers have a very talented team, but I don't think they can put it together quite yet this season. So I'm going with the Pacers in six. Next up, we have the Western Conference breakdown.
Okay, so my top eight teams are the number one seed, the Clippers, the number two seed, the Warriors, the three seed, the Thunder, the fourth seed, the Spurs, the fifth seed, the Rockets, the sixth seed, the Memphis Grizzlies, the seventh seed, the Denver Nuggets, and the eighth seed, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So for my bracket in the West, I have the number one, the Clippers, against the number eight, the Timberwolves. I have the Clippers winning a sweep in four games. Then I have the number two seed, the Warriors, against the number seven seed, the Nuggets. Unfortunately, this is a repeat from last season in which the Warriors are going to be the Nuggets again. I have the Warriors winning in five. I have the Thunder against the Grizzlies, and the Thunder winning in five. And then I have the fourth seed, the Spurs, against the fifth seed, the Rockets, with the Spurs winning in seven.
Now that you've kind of got a breakdown of each of the conferences, we're now going to kind of debate over some differences that we have and kind of go different directions on which ways the playoffs can possibly go. So first we'll talk about the East. There's really nothing to discuss between the Miami Heat and Washington Wizards, as that should be a pretty big blowout. Really the most intriguing matchup for the Eastern Conference is the Brooklyn Nets versus New York Knicks. The Nets this season have added Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
And a lot of other good role players.
But they've all really progressed in age, and their bodies have really worn down from previous seasons. But I don't know about you, Logan, but I don't think the Knicks are too much of a threat just because they've lost a lot of guys, and Stoudemire is fairly inconsistent, and Carmelo really has to anchor the team.
Unfortunately for the Knicks, I think the one thing that's going to be their downfall is their lack of depth. The Nets have a solid 7 or 8 man rotation, while the Knicks don't have a lot of talent outside of Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, and Amari Stoudemire, even though he is often injured.
And one thing the Nets really have going for them this season is, although their players are pretty advanced in age, they do have very good championship experience. Of course, the Celtics won in 2008, and Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were on that team. Also, Jason Terry won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks. So they do have that edge as well over the Knicks. Melo's never been to a championship either, so who knows if he can really carry them that far, especially in the first round. So that's pretty much a breakdown for the Nets and Knicks. The Pacers-Cavaliers can also be a fairly intriguing series. I think this could be a really, truly breakout season for Kyrie Irving. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about that?
I think Kyrie Irving, not only is he going to get better, but they've also added a lot of pieces around him. They have the first-round pick, Anthony Bennett. They've added Andrew Bynum, if he can stay healthy, and a bunch of other talent as well.
But the Pacers, I think they've really grown as a team the past couple of seasons. Of course, this year they took the Heat, the eventual champions, just seven games. That was a great, thrilling series. So the Pacers also have more experience than the Cavs. The Cavs are a very young team who are also filled with players that are fairly injury-prone, especially Andrew Bynum. But I think the Pacers are overall a much better team. I think the Cavs have a greater potential, but this year isn't the season.
I agree. The Pacers have a lot more experience in the playoffs, going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we've seen Paul George emerge into pretty much a up-and-coming superstar, as well as key players like Roy Hibbert and Danny Granger and
David West,
and a lot of other playoff experienced guys that I think will be too much for the young Cavaliers.
Although one matchup that's very intriguing could be Paul George and Kyrie Irving. Those are two superstars going up at it, who I think could eventually propel into the top five players in the game in the future. And lastly, we have the Chicago Bulls versus the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons have added a lot this season in Brandon Jennings.
Josh Smith.
Yeah, Josh Smith. And but the Bulls also have... they've added a three-point specialist.
Mike Dunleavy.
Thank you, Logan. And so I really think that's going to help them. Obviously, Derrick Rose's return is going to help them a lot. They're going to need a little time to mesh together, but by the playoffs, that should be taken care of. But Derrick Rose can create for that offense so much. They're top two. It could be debated between the Heat and the Bulls for who's better at defense, but the Bulls really... Their downfall in past seasons have been their offense, but this season with the addition of Mike Dunleavy, Derrick Rose with creating off the dribble, he can penetrate and then kick it out to Dunleavy. And really the offense is going to be more spread out. Jimmy Butler is also an upcoming force for the Bulls. So I think the Bulls will be too much to handle for the Pistons, but the Pistons are another team along with the Cavaliers that really project well in the upcoming seasons, but this season's probably not it.
I agree. The Pistons, though they have added players like Brandon Jennings and Josh Smith, they are still young and very inexperienced in the playoffs, while the Bulls have been a consistent threat in the playoffs and have five guys that really are consistent starters: Derrick Rose, former MVP, All-Star, and then the shooting guard and small forwards, Jimmy Butler and Luol Deng, very good scores as well as really good defenders. Carlos Boozer and Taj Gibson are both power forwards that have been in the league for a while. And then you have Joakim Noah at center, who is a defensive menace.
Okay, so now moving on to the second round, we have the Miami Heat versus the Brooklyn Nets. Once again, I think the Nets' downfall, especially in this matchup, is going to be their age. They're a pretty slow-paced team. They're going to have to play a half-court style of offense. Which really goes against what the Heat do. They are very, very good in transition, very good defensive team, get a lot of steals, can run up and down the court. So that could be a really big downfall for the Nets in this series.
I also agree. We also have to take into account that the Nets have a totally new starting lineup, and we don't know what egos are going to play into it and who's going to want the ball and how are they going to mesh. And Miami, obviously, has proven that they're a title contender and... their team gels very well together.
But one interesting thing about this series is both teams really have a strong dislike for each other, as the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics have gone up against each other a lot in previous seasons. And it's really been, they've really formed into rivals, and that I think that will continue with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. So now we've gone to the Chicago Bulls versus Indiana Pacers. This is going to be a tough series for both teams. Both teams, once again, strongly dislike each other. There's been a lot of locker room feuds between the teams, even during the regular season, showing how intense the series really is. But I think the Bulls have enough firepower, especially with the addition of Derrick Rose to the team, along with Dunleavy once again. And plus, the Bulls have more experience in the playoffs. And the Bulls shooting guard and small forward Luol Deng and Jimmy Butler are two of the top defenders in the league. So they're really going to shut down Paul George and really any offense that the Pacers can create. And the Bulls are a better defensive team than the Pacers. So although this is going to be a tough, tough matchup for both teams, I think the Bulls will come out on top.
I'd have to agree with that. I think it's going to go to seven games. But I think the main reason the Bulls are going to win is just because they have a better defense and they match up better. Derrick Rose is a better point guard than the Pacers point guard George Hill and Jimmy Butler and Luol Deng are both very consistent defensively. And Paul George, yes, he is amazing and an up-and-coming star, but it's hard. He's going to face a tough challenge going against those two defenders. And then David West and Carlos Boozer are very similar players. And then I think Joakim Noah, one of the best defensive centers in the league, can shut down the Pacers center, Roy Hibbert.
And although David West is a pretty good offensive force, Carlos Boozer, that is one matchup that the Pacers really have going for them. Carlos Boozer is an atrocious defender. So if the Pacers, one way they could potentially win the series is if they feed the ball to David West a lot, he can really dominate Boozer. But then again, there's Noah there to help, which he's another amazing defender for the Bulls. So that'll be a tight series, but we both have the Bulls coming out on top. Now for a very competitive series in the Eastern Conference Finals, Miami Heat versus Chicago Bulls. Both teams, this is one of the premier rivals in the NBA. And once again, like as previous seasons, the Bulls are going to really challenge the Heat. Last year, they didn't really put up much of a fight just because they didn't have Derrick Rose. But previous years before that, they were able to put up a fight. They actually went undefeated versus the Heat two seasons ago in the regular season before getting beat by the Heat in the playoffs. So the Bulls do traditionally play the Heat very well. But overall, the Heat just have way more firepower than really any team in the Eastern Conference, let alone the NBA. With obviously LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. They always got Ray Allen. Shane Battier he had an amazing game 7 last year in the championship. He had a really good game 1 of the 2013-2014 NBA season versus the Bulls. But don't let the game 1 between the Heat and Bulls this season turn you against the possibility of this series, of the Bulls winning, because the Bulls haven't really had enough time to mesh together. The Heat obviously have had now 3 years together. Derrick Rose has been out, so they really haven't had time to gel. But by the time the playoffs come, the Bulls, I think, will be more together. They'll be a better unit overall and offensively and defensively. I think this could be a game that, or a series that goes to 7 games, but I have the Heat winning.
Unfortunately, I would have to agree. The Miami Heat, it's tough to vote against LeBron James, the number one best player in the league. And numbers never lie, and their stats and their number of wins and championships the last couple of years have shown that they're the most dominant team in the league. And they have enough firepower as well as a good defense to possibly shut down the Bulls. And that is our Eastern Conference winner, the Miami Heat.
So now we'll move on to the Western Conference. Logan has the Warriors. I'm sorry, the Clippers versus the Timberwolves going up at it. He has the Clippers winning.
Although I think the Timberwolves have gotten a lot better this season. If they can stay healthy, that is the key for them. They have superstar Kevin Love. But the Clippers have too much firepower. One of the best point guards in the league in Chris Paul. A lot of additions to this team, and they have one of the best coaches, Doc Rivers.
Who I think can also be a key for their playoff success, because the downfall of the Clippers and really any team in the Western Conference has been defense. And with the addition of Doc Rivers, he really is a coach that can help propel their defense. So we both strongly agree that the Clippers will win. Moving on to the second seed Warriors and the Denver Nuggets 7th seed. We both have the Warriors winning that one.
This is going to be a heated series, as the Warriors beat out the Nuggets last year, and there's
a shocker.
And there is a lot of bad blood between the teams, especially with former Nuggets guard Andre Iguodala choosing to sign with the Warriors instead of the Nuggets. So there's going to be a lot of heat between the two, but at the end of the day, the Nuggets just don't have as much talent as the Warriors, with superstar Steph Curry and a lot of their other shooters, Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes, as well as I said before, the addition of a great defender and leader in Andre Iguodala. And then they have two big guys that can both rebound and block shots, and their amount of talent will be just too much for the Nuggets.
And one thing to remember is the Warriors last season did not have David Lee, who is a pretty big force for them. They haven't, last season at least, thrown the ball to him a lot down low. although he has shown in the past when he was on the Knicks and before the before really the reign of Steph Curry, David Lee has shown he can carry a team. So if they feed, if they figure out a way to give Steph Curry his amount of shots, with the additions of giving Andrew Bogut offense and David Lee, just don't write off their big men because they really can help dominate down low. And I think the Warriors, Mark Jackson is instilling in them a lot of good qualities, and I think they're going to be a better defensive team going forward from last season at least. So that's really going to help them as well. Moving on, we have the 3rd seed Thunder versus the 6th seed Grizzlies.
Why I have the Thunder rated so low is mainly in due to part one of their superstars, Russell Westbrook, with a torn meniscus, is going to miss a lot of the regular season, which without him, they won't win as much games as they would have if they did have him. They will still win a lot of games, riding on the back of superstar Kevin Durant. And then in this series, they're facing the Memphis Grizzlies, who they're what they are known for is mainly just their defense. They have a great defensive team. They have point guard Mike Conley, who gets a lot of steals, Marc Gasol, who was last year the defensive player of the year. But they won't have enough offense to be able to keep up with the Thunder, who have a amazing offense with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and they have a good enough defense to stop what little offense the Memphis Grizzlies have.
And one thing to remember is some are saying that Westbrook could return within 2 weeks, which is a really risky move for the Thunder, I think. Although it could potentially help them get some wins, it could really put Westbrook in danger of missing possibly the whole regular season. That's why, for example, Derrick Rose didn't return. He wanted to make sure he was completely back. So I really think it'd be a bad move for the Warriors, or for the Thunder, sorry, to bring back Westbrook early. But by the time the playoffs roll around, he should be good to go rolling. And we both got the Thunder cruising by the Grizzlies. So moving on to the 2nd round, we have the we have one more matchup, the Spurs versus the Rockets. This could be a very, very intriguing series. A lot of people are probably shocked that we have the Rockets as the 5th seed, as they have really added many additions to their team, most notably Dwight Howard. But the Spurs have the experience. They know what they're doing in the playoffs. They always show up for the playoffs no matter how badly they're hurting. And really, this is their last run at it. I really don't think they can go after this year. And they're going to give it all they got, especially after the heartbreak loss last season to the Heat in the championship. This could really be the season that, once again, as they come together even more, and role players once again step up, they could be a scary team to face in the playoffs, which is why we have the Spurs winning. It could be possibly a bit of a shocker to some over the Rockets.
Yeah, going off of that, the Rockets, while they do have Dwight Howard and one of my favorite stars, James Harden, other than those two players, they don't have a lot of talent. Their point guard is a bit of a mess right now. They do have Jeremy Lin, but he's
possibly not even going to be starting.
And small forward, they have Chandler Parsons, who is a decent role player, but at the same time, he is not a starter. As well as that power forward is still going to be a bit of a mess as well. They don't have a lot of depth behind their superstars. And going off on the Spurs, while they are a older team, they're going to have a lot of anger and fuel and because of last season's loss in the finals. As well as they have one of the best young defenders in Kawhi Leonard, who could possibly shut down James Harden.
All right, so now moving on to the 2nd round. The first matchup we have is the Clippers versus the Spurs. This is a pretty intriguing 2nd round matchup. Although the Clippers are the higher seed, the Spurs can really, I think, potentially give it to the Clippers. But really, this could go either direction. This is one of those that we're going to have to return to midway through the season to see how both teams are doing. The Clippers, I really think, once again, are going to be more advanced defensively than they were last year. And overall, just better coached. They're going to run more plays. I think Chris Paul can really get more involved with the offense. I think he was underutilized last year. And Doc Rivers, you can't go with a better coach than him. So I think he's really going to help prepare his guys for the playoffs especially. And I think beat out the Popovich Rand Spurs.
I agree. The Clippers, they do have a proven coach in Doc Rivers. He has won a championship with the Celtics. And while the Spurs also have won championships, they are a lot older than they were when they did win the championships. And their defense isn't good enough to stop the Clippers, who under Doc Rivers and under a superstar like Chris Paul will have a ridiculously good offense. And then the other series in this round is the number 2 seed, the Warriors, against the number 3 seed, the Thunder. Josh?
I think this could be one of the series that provides the most firepower out of all the series in the playoffs. The Warriors and Thunder both have great offenses, both teams traditionally not being good at defense. The Warriors have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, who are, in my opinion, two of the top 5 best shooters in the NBA. So, but the Thunder, once again, have Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. So it's going to be a tight series, but I do have the Warriors winning. Logan, how do you feel about that?
So yeah, I agree. The Warriors will have a lot more firepower offensively than the Thunder. And while the Thunder do have Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, those are really the two only players that they have. And the Warriors just have too much of a good roster overall. So in the finals, we have the Clippers versus the Thunder. And while both teams are very good offensively, the Thunder have a lot more experience, having gone to the finals 2 years ago. And we think that they have a better team overall. And
this is one that actually me and Logan disagreed with. He has the Thunder winning. I have the Clippers winning. I think the Clippers have one of the best offenses in the NBA. And with the addition of Doc Rivers, their defense is going to be so much better this year. But this is also going to be one of the best series along with offensive firepower. So this could be an intriguing one. I have the Clippers winning. Logan has the Thunder winning. So that is one that we'll look at midway through the season. Maybe we'll agree, disagree, who knows. But this could be one heated battle. So we'll keep that one in mind. So that's our overall playoff predictions for the season thus far. For the championship game, however, that is the Heat and the, for me, the Clippers, for Logan the Thunder. So I'll talk about a little bit Heat versus the Clippers. I think the Heat will just be too much in this series. I really think the Heat are going to beat any team in the NBA once again this season. They just have too much firepower. They've had the chance to gel with each other the last 3 seasons. So I think LeBron James, also he's being more clutch lately. He really just seems more comfortable in his own body and with his skills. And he's really perfected his craft over the offseason. So I think the Heat will win versus the Clippers.
I agree.